Well, the government has scrapped several arts, culture and heritage funding rounds and replaced them with a single fund to make it easier for people to apply. The new Cultural Sector Regeneration Fund is part of the COVID Recovery Program. Now, the Ministry of Culture and Heritage says the fund should increase employment and skill development opportunities, safeguard Mātauranga Māori and increase the use of arts and culture and heritage to improve well-being. Joining us now is Elizabeth Ellis, Chair of the Wairoa Māori Art Gallery and Toi Ihoa Charitable Trust. Kia ora, good morning.
Morning. Morning, Corin.
Does this make sense, this move?
I mean, I can only congratulate Manatee Māori for dealing with these issues. It's a really innovative and positive way to make, well, to make Aotearoa a better creative place.
Yes, looking at the some of the details around this, it seems as though the focus now, instead of just sort of providing money to the arts during the crisis to keep the lights on, is to try and build something a little bit more enduring with this fund.
Yeah, I'd say so. It's not just for collectives and for galleries and museums, but for individual independent Māori artists as well. It'll be hugely helpful. And the interpretation can go all sorts of ways. There, iwi will benefit from this, and hapu and whānau, and communities generally. So there's a way in to funding and to regeneration for everybody, whether it's an individual or a collective. It's great.
And we should add, there's $28 million, I think, I saw there in this fund available. That is, how would you see that as a significant amount that can make a difference over the next year or so?
Well, we'll know in a year or so, but I would say that it's a really good way forward. If we look at the budget for Creative New Zealand, that's really substantial as well. So in terms of creativity and expressions of art, there is help there. There is support and promotion for everyone. And so I'm personally pleased with it, but so are a lot of other people. I've asked around and only been positive, elated comments.
There'll be critics, no doubt, who look at that at $28 million and say, could that be spent on other things? What would you say to them?
Yes, there are always critics. When we built, when the Hundavasa Arts Centre in Whangarei was built, it started off at about, I think it was a budget of $12 million. And then it went on, and then it was cancelled by the council, and then it went on. It finally cost something like $32 million. And if you go and look at the building and the result of all of that fundraising, there is a unique and beautiful building there. And that's where our gallery is, the Wairoa Māori Art Gallery. And so the money's always well spent in the art.
Yes, and it's a pretty grim, dreary old winter. People need some inspiration, some imagination, don't they?
Yeah, absolutely. And it will make it brighter. It will make the whole world brighter for the creative arts across the board. We're really absolutely thrilled by it. And there's so many things that people need to do to catch up on the arts. It does change the world. And without it, I know there are roads and sewers and all sorts of other things that money should be spent on, and no doubt it will, but spend it on the arts for Manatū Taonga to put this money into the arts is just brilliant.
Very good. Thank you very much for your time this morning. Appreciate that. Elizabeth Ellis, Chair of the Wairoa Māori Art Gallery and Toi Ihoa Charitable Trusts, commenting on this new fund that has been created from the existing funds. This is part of the COVID recovery program for the arts.